Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is June 26, 2018, and we have 21 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have combined seas 1 to 3 feet on the Columbia River bar in the main channel where the big ships go. Ebb currents will be happening around 2:15 this afternoon, around 2:40 5 a.m. tomorrow, and so about every 12 hours we have these max ebb current periods. So the marine weather forecast, north winds 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15 later on, wind waves from the north 2 feet at 4 seconds apart. So, and we're going to be talking today about a new cruise ship coming to the Columbia River in March. I'm going to be referencing a story from the Daily Astorian by reporter Edward Stratton and talk a little bit about the difference between cruise ships that come in from out at sea and dock at the Port of Astoria, and the ones that, like this one, that will be at the, you might see it docked in Astoria at the Maritime Museum, but it will head upriver on the Columbia River Snake River system. So those are two different kinds of cruise ships, very different because they're on very different waterways. But first of all, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 8 inbounders, we have 5 in the Astoria anchorage, and we have 8 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Ken Hu. She's arriving from Japan, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She's a wheat ship. She'll be arriving in the anchorage at about 8 a.m. and be there for a while, but eventually she'll go upriver and pick up wheat for export. The Diamond Stars is arriving from South Korea. She's headed for the Vancouver anchorage. So she'll pass Astoria around 1:30 a.m. She'll lock off of Vancouver, Washington, but she's ultimately headed for the port of Portland to pick up soda ash for export. The Padula's Commander is arriving from offshore. She's headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be there by about 3 p.m. The Sea Wind is arriving from China. She's headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be there by about 3 p.m. Not too sure what the cargoes are on those two vessels because they have not identified berths for them yet. The Ken Orchid is arriving from Hong Kong, also headed for Astoria's anchorage. So mid-afternoon, you're going to see some ships gliding in under the bridge, probably with an anchor hanging down, going slowly, and they will glide to a stop in the anchorage off the downtown waterfront and wait there for a bit, stop there for a bit. The Anishi is arriving from Japan, headed for the Longview, port of Longview. She's a log ship, and she'll probably pass Astoria around maybe 8:30 p.m. inbound. About 3.5 hours later, around midnight, you'll see her in Longview. The Lara is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be there maybe around midnight. And the Haino is arriving from China, another log ship. She'll be headed for the port of Longview and maybe pass Astoria around a little after midnight, maybe in Longview by about 4 a.m. tomorrow. In the Astoria anchorage, the Golden Rose will be headed to Portland today, to Longview today to pick up wheat at about 2 p.m. The Calliope L, the Rodon Amarandan, the Ascanius, and the Pan Unity are all awaiting orders in our anchorages here. We have two anchorages here in the Astoria area, one off the downtown waterfront and then one up off Rice Island. And it looks like there's so many ships anchored in Astoria these days because we actually have an extra anchorage, official anchorage area there, that is over sort of opposite Tongue Point. But if we have a lot of ships in the anchorage and you stand, say, or you go across the Astoria Megler Bridge and look up river, you just see a whole line of ships extending up to that Rice Island anchorage. And our outbounders, we have the Antares leaving Calama with wheat on board at about 10:30 a.m. About 5 hours later, she'll pass Astoria outbound. The Sea Proteus is leaving Calama. Probably wheat on board there, too, around 11. So maybe 4 p.m. or so, you'll see her pass Astoria. The Eleanor is leaving Portland Petroleum on board there. I think she's a tanker leaving around 1 p.m. So maybe about 7 p.m. past Astoria. The Phoenix Leader is leaving the Port of Vancouver. Subaru's on board there. So she's a car carrier, one of those very high-sided ships. Heading out about 3 p.m., about 9 p.m., she'll pass Astoria outbound. The Glovis Sigma is leaving the Port of Portland with Hyundai's on board. She's another car carrier leaving around 6 p.m., so around midnight you might see her running lights going by Astoria. The Elpida GR is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board. She's a dry bulk carrier. She will leaving about 10:30 p.m., so about 6 hours later, passing Astoria. The Ken Go is leaving berth on the Willamette River with wheat on board, so she was leaving about maybe 9:30 So maybe 8 hours or so later, you might see her passing Astoria in the early morning. And the ATB, articulated tug and barge rig, the Sound Reliance, a Crowley maritime vessel, is leaving Portland around 11 p.m. with her refined petroleum would be her cargo. Well, here's an article from the Daily Astorian about a new river cruise ship that's going to be coming to. You're going to be seeing her next year, beginning in March, on the river. American Cruise Lines will debut the American Song. They're describing her as a modernized version of the company's inland paddle wheeler type ships that you now see at the Columbia River Maritime Museum dock. And so they'll start out on the Mississippi River and then through New Year's Day of next year, and then you'll see New Year's Day this year, and then you'll see next spring that ship here on the Columbia. So the five-deck American Song accommodates 190 passengers, much less than the average cruise ship you see here. She has a gangway that will, the gangway is how people walk onto the ship, that comes out of the ship's bow. So the ship's bow will hinge up, a gangway will come out, and that's how people will enter and exit the ship. So I've seen this on ferries. It's a fairly common, where the bow is hinged, and then it closes down. It's very firmly lashed. It's watertight. And that's so it's designed for probably for water that's not terribly tempestuous, because that is a vulnerability to have a bow that is hinged. So so thanks to Edward Stratton at the Daily Astorian. We get this story through our news partnership here at the station, through our news partnership with the Daily Astorian newspaper. So you can find the full story online under Edward Stratton's name. So a little bit about cruise ships. We see cruise ships here on the Columbia. We see really, really big ones that come to the port of Astoria. They tower over buildings on land like the Cannery Pier Hotel. They have thousands of passengers on board. This is different. It's got less than 200 passengers. It's designed for a smaller, more intimate experience. But it's also designed for a river experience. And so what does that mean? Well, when you're on the river, this is a ship that is designed to go upriver past Portland, on the river, up to as far as Lewiston, Idaho. That means depth changes. So 43 feet between here and Portland, so that's a lot of room. A lot of bulk carriers can come in. They have 30-foot draft, things like that. Draft is how far the ship extends under the water. But with a ship like this, you really can't get away with more than about 14 feet or so of draft, because the river is just simply not that deep past Portland. So and when they say stern wheelers, those paddle wheel ships that we see here, they are actually a very new design with an old skin on the outside, in the sense that they don't really propel themselves with those paddle wheels. What they have underneath are something called azimuthing drives, which are propellers on rotating pods. And I've been in this is a new thing in technology on vessels. I've been on a tugboat once that had one of these, and it's operated in the wheelhouse with a joystick, like you would see on a video game. And it's really interesting. The captain said, "Watch this," to me, and moved the joystick and spun the tug around in a circle. It was so maneuverable. And so having this kind of stern drive on a vessel like this that's dealing with heavy currents is a really helpful thing. So this is a very modern ship. It's brand new. And it's going to be on the river next year, so it'll be interesting to see a new ship to our chronicle of hometown vessels here on the Columbia. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.